Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They were all inside. Apparently, they got under like my mattress in my bedroom, and they were afraid.
It was confirmed as an EF1 tornado in parts of St. Johns County in the Trail Mark subdivision and Samara Lakes in the World Golf Village area. Shattered glass, roof damage, scattered debris. Strongest winds were about 100 miles an hour. And really just a matter of moments that this sucker was on the ground, leaving many people to clean up. And thankfully, no serious injuries to report. Live team coverage continues in St. Johns County with Action News Jack's Logan McDonald. And I'm sure as you're going around the neighborhood, you're seeing some of the debris already out on the curb since sky have cleared since midday yesterday. People have had a chance to begin the cleanup.
Yeah, well, so right now it seems like people haven't had their morning coffee yet. They're not out yet cleaning up, but we could certainly see a lot more damage than we could earlier now that the sun's coming up. We could see some of those wooden panels covering the back of people's windows and back patios, blue tarps basically on every other roof that we're seeing here along this road here in the Trail Mark community, and also the tree line along the woods where they have kind of a retention pond just completely collapsed down on the hillside going into the retention pond. It's a significant amount of damage that we couldn't see earlier that now is kind of starting to reveal itself with some sunlight coming up. And the damage is extensive, Rich, and they're definitely going to have their work cut out for them. St. Johns County Emergency Management saying they'll have assessment teams out here today and suggesting people start making calls to their insurance now.
Yeah, and the county also warning about the potential of scammers who are going to be out in the community. Do they have evidence that anyone's done it yet, or is it just putting out a warning at this point?
Just putting out warnings. It's something that happens, unfortunately, way too often. It's something we also cover with hurricane coverage. Whenever hurricanes happen, there's always the risk of people looking to take advantage of that situation, looking to scam people out of a desperate situation. So just some tips that people want to keep in mind. First of all, always go through your insurance before signing a contract. You want those official channels. That's their job, to make sure that everything's legitimate, to make sure that everything is sound for your process of getting those repairs. Additionally, if somebody comes to you unsolicited, always be a little bit wary. Always kind of raise an eyebrow or two, especially if they're offering discounts, because, of course, through unofficial channels, it's way easier for them to take advantage. And additionally, never pay the full cost up front, because then they could just take your money and run with it, and then you're left with a messed up roof and you're a few thousand dollars lighter in the pocket. So just make sure to use common sense and avoid scams if something seems up.
Logan, appreciate the update. The tornado reached peak intensity in the Trail Mark neighborhood with maximum estimated speeds at 100 miles an hour. The National Weather Service saying it was on the ground for about 6.7 miles. Thankfully, most of that journey was through heavily wooded areas, starting right along County Road 13 north and rapidly moving northeastward, reaching County Road 208. A tree had snapped and fell onto an adjacent mobile home. One injury to report, but again, that was a minor injury. Thankfully, no severe injuries to report.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.